Right, so today I thought we would start this off with an introduction to really finding out the importance of creating content. Now, especially if you're just getting started in the space of creating content, right? This is for you because you have your idea, you want to get your creative mind working and you want to put it out there. You want to translate that into the digital world, into a product or whatever the case is, a video, whatever it is, right? This is where content creation comes into play. Now, you probably heard the term content is king. I know it's a cheesy term, it's a cliche term, but it's actually the truth, right? Your content is your fuel. You have the idea, you create the content that leads into other leads or people, collaborations, and then eventually you level up your path and you achieve your success. So content creation is the fuel and it's really important. Now I know when you're getting started, you know, you might be camera shy, you don't know what to say, you don't know what to do. This is where you really go back and dissect your creative process and kind of putting in your story into it. Now the importance of creative content is you want to be authentic as possible. In a matter of fact, 100% authentic. So it really depends on what you want to do. So if you are a writer, you probably want to look at blogs, learning to how to write a blog and put your creative flow into writing about whatever the journey that you've been, whatever the case that is, your story that relates to your passion. If you're a dancer or musician, you probably want to be in front of a camera and just documenting your journey, creating videos, creating a behind the scenes, creating live freestyle content if you're a dancer. There are so much you can do. And then the other forms are such as podcasts. Matter of fact, this is the first podcast style that I'm actually doing right now, speaking to you guys right now on Anchor. So I'm learning as I go along, but you know, stick with me guys, right? We're gonna get better, but this is the first one that I'm doing. But I feel like this is really important to share with you guys, especially, you know, going back to 2016 when I first got started with this content creating business. It was a journey. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just filming all the behind the scenes, the vlogs, the capturing all the moments and then compiling it into one video. And that actually got me to places. It actually, you know, people start sharing it. And it got me to connecting with different like organizations and allow me to do different projects because they saw it. So this is, you know, looking towards it now, this is when I realized that there's so much power in creating content. And you know, some people are always say like, you know, that's not really important, but you know, unless you have a lead to create a weekly TV show, you know, this is your only chance. This is what we have. This is our TV. Everything in this world right now, especially when it comes to technology, it's all digitized. So TVs and radios, it's old news now. This podcast, that's your radio. YouTube, online streaming, all of these things, that's your TV. So you literally have the stage, the power, and the endless, infinite resources to start creating your own show, right? Your own show, your own story, your own book, your own like radio show. How cool is that? So this is what I want you to kind of like think of creating content. Shift your perspective, think of it in a different way. Yes, it's new, yes, it's overwhelming. And yes, you might say it's saturated because this has been going on for a long time. But let me tell you something. Your story is unique and you can only tell that story. And I guarantee that people will always resonate with you because it's coming from an authentic place. So you're starting to create content from an authentic place because I've made this mistake. I've gone back, and if you're going back into my Instagram posts and stories, you know, it started off trying to get validation from other people, which does not work. Please, please do not try this because I've done it and I've suffered because it's not good. So I had to take a break from Instagram. So I'm taking a break right now, actually, just to like detox everything. But from now, you know, from that point, I felt like, you know what, I just want to tell my story because I love to tell this story and have an intention of what you're creating. Remember, when it comes to creation, there are no rules. So it's literally what you think. You want to put out what you feel like putting out, okay? As long as it's, you know, if it's educational, great. If it's funny, entertaining, great. If it's inspirational, great. Like, put it out and making sure that you love that process and you're putting that work out. So putting all of this together, just to close this little section or little introduction off, content creation is important. Content creation is, you know, it's a great thing because I love the process of creating. I love the process of grabbing a camera, going out and being in control of my own creation. You know, I would try and create short videos, photos, get some behind the scenes, which will break down like the different types of ways of doing it and the importance of having all these different types. And it also builds your brand and builds you an authentic brand. And it's almost like a feed. And when you go to the bottom, you start off with a little introduction and it goes up. It kind of like leads into a different chapter of your story. You know, later on, we'll talk about what you can actually put out as content. But I think this is a great start for everyone who's just getting started with, you know, your creative process. Like, don't be afraid, just express yourself. Like, literally, there's no right or wrong way to do this. The only thing that you need to do is just express yourself and, you know, just put it out there. And I guarantee people will start resonating with you, and that's going to lead into building your own tribe and your own community. And that's going to take you far. You would rather have 100 people that would listen and vibe with you rather than just a click or a few views, a couple of thousand views, and no one really interacts. So you want to make sure it's getting personal. You want to really break through and reach people through your creative process. And this is where the power of content creation comes into play. And you know, you might say it's time consuming and this and that, but you know, it's, you can always find the time, manage your time and create. And you don't need a huge, massive, mega production to do this. You don't need that. Like, use what you have. Again, these are things that we're going to get into later, but using what you have and just showing up, you know, let people hear your voice, let people see your blog, let people see your videos, whatever the case is, start with your family and just take it from there. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and we're going to keep continuing to build and put out more content on this format. Hope you guys like it. Let me know what you guys think. For now, keep inspiring and tell your story. Peace and love.